What we're looking with all the pilots, and particularly the feeder element, which is a concept that came through during the big bus conversation, where you have a mainline commercial route that can go from A to B, but the smaller villages on the outskirts of the periphery don't get a service at all. So if you can feed in to that main service, then you can offer far better connectivity to communities that don't currently get them. So with the pilots, what we're looking at doing is either increasing frequency to those places that are more isolated, or actually providing completely new services through the pilots to try to prove the concept. Try to prove the concept that if you put a good service on, people will use it, and it will over time become sustainable.
Now, these are socially necessary bus services, as I understand it. So there's an expectation of provision. Why not trial other areas? I mean, 5 is quite a modest sum. Experience, is that just because you want to see how things will go?
We want to try them out. We want to try these services out. I mean, 5, we were looking to do 3, possibly 4. We've chosen 5. We've got the budget to be able to pump prime those 5. But as I say, over the period of the year, we'll be hoping, the year that they will run, we were hoping that they'll actually become commercially viable and wash their face, or at least reduce that subsidy down adequately enough for us to be able to go and launch new services in other areas. This is the social necessary bus thing you refer to. Yes, we see these as necessary for those isolated communities, but there are counties around the country that don't provide any of this at all. We call them subsidised services because we are trying to subsidise services to give some communities who have no transport a transport link into their main town and the services that they need.
And when can people expect to see these pilots get underway?
We're working them up for a start in June. So we're hoping that as we go through now, we've got to get them confirmed. We need to talk in more detail about them with the local communities to make sure that the buses are actually stopping in the stops they want them to stop at, that they're stopping at the times and the days they want them to stop, and serve those communities. Because there's no point in putting on a bus that simply nobody's going to catch because it's at the wrong time of day or it's stopping in the wrong place. We need to get all of that underway, all that right. We then need to go and commission the operators to come and run those new services for us, and that will take us up to a 1st of June start date.